The site capacity and its many uses. What is there to see? The site, obviously, is about seeing. And unless you are blind or visually impaired, you think you see. But you are simplifying the issue. The expression, you don't know that you don't know, it should be rewritten to be more accurate, you don't see what you don't see. You don't see that you don't see 99% of reality. You don't see 99% of what is in front of you, what you could see if you had the sight capacity fully open and functional. What you could see if it were fully open and functional is about half of reality. For more, you need to penetrate deeply the invisible, the beyond. It's my job. But once it is seen by anyone, it can be seen by everyone. If and only if they have their sight capacity open and functional. If you can't see what I am saying, you blame me. Or you blame yourself. But it is simply so that the sight capacity is not active in your DNA. 10% of humanity has the sight capacity open at least 1%. 0.5% has the sight capacity open at least 10%. I have 7 students on that level of seeing. 1 in 100 million has the capacity open at 20% or more. That is 8,000 people. I have 2 students on that level of seeing. My sight capacity is 70% open. I am a professional seer. It's my job. Duh. Seeing is the most important function. As far as your chances for fitness for life are. What? Yeah. I thought you would be upset about that. Especially if all the looking you ever do is look in your mind. Humans, by design, cannot see something that they haven't named. Things, for a human, exist only by virtue of naming them. By virtue of recognition. Horrible design if you ask me, but it is what it is. A bad design. Where does recognition come from? From the past, of course. And if something was mislabeled in the past, then you are screwed, stuck, and that is that. Unless the sight capacity is turned on. It allows you to not be stuck with cultural or personal bias, prejudice, the label. You can see beyond it, all the way to reality. I say 99% of humanity can't. Don't even suspect that things aren't what they see they are. The symptoms of this faulty design are the superstitions, aka the myths of is, because, and I. Isn't all forms of the verb, and I, when you don't know they are myths, relate to reality as if it were fixed. But reality isn't fixed. In fact, it is so fluid that you can change it with your word. Huh? Yeah. Because relate to another function of the sight capacity, seeing the consequences of things, actions, and being able to tell correlation from causation. One of the ways this lack shows up when I ask people to point out what caused a breakthrough or a change in their behavior or attitude. What was the source of it? They can't see. Without the sight capacity fully activated and trained, you won't see it. And that leads to never using the tools you bought, because you can't see causation. And if you cannot see what causes what attitude, what words, what actions, then for you everything is the same as everything else. Except that not always. And even when something turns out, you don't know why the thing succeeded, because you can't see it. The main difference between the 1,000 and the 8 billion is the sight capacity. Charlie Munger wasn't bogged down by the superstitions of I, is, and because. When he went to university, he quickly noticed that someone was smarter in his chosen field than himself. So instead of going where you would go, I am not good enough, he changed his chosen field to a field where he could be the best. I did that too. Albeit not as astutely and as fast as he did. And in 2 professions I ended up being the best. But if you are stuck with the superstitions of is, because, and I, you won't be able to do that. Other aspects, other uses for the sight capacity is to see wider and to see deeper and also into the consequences of your actions, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps ahead of time, like a chess master. This is crucial in all areas, relationships, business, money, health. And the lack of it surely and reliably leads to unhappiness. Of course, if I have turned on the capacity for you but you haven't even tried to use it, then it will be like that shiny gym equipment that you use as a coat rack. One of the things we have been looking at is active language. Language is action. Active language is a use of language as an action, as a power tool. In communication. Assertions. Assessments. Declarations. Requests. Offers. Promises. But. Unless you can see how these communications land, how the other receive them, what can happen after they are issued, you'll still be a bumbling idiot without the sight capacity sharpened to see clearly. It leaves you with the effectiveness of a dog that scratches the ground after it poops, never even looking back at what he did. People come to my programs because they want a better life. They want a much better life. But without seeing differently, it can't happen. What you see determines your attitude, your actions, and ultimately your results. The linchpin is looking expecting to see differently. If you don't look, or if you expect to see what you have always done, then I can give you anything and you won't be willing to use it. I have long-term clients like that. 8 to 10 years, attending every program, buying everything I sell. And wait for it. Nothing. No change. No results. What they get, what they have been getting is not what I intended to give. They get inclusion, they get belonging. No growth, but a lot of comfort. They have kept out of jail, they have kept out of divorce court. But never got what I was really teaching. They wanted more, but for that their fixed worldview needs to change. And you cannot change your worldview without the sight capacity at least 30% active. I can activate it till the cows come home, unless it is used it won't become active. Most people need a little corner of that tarp over the invisible to be lifted. I have no idea what or where that little corner of the tarp is for them. I have been working around the clock for 11 years. And I wonder if the purpose of me staying alive with a seriously damaged ticker is to find that little corner of the tarp. The From Intention to Self program is coming up to its 19th session. I have made it an immersion program. 5-6 hours a week. Intense. Because it is probably my last hurrah, either ever or before I finally offer the communication workshop, it is dirt cheap. People pay $10 a week. So people, so far, have paid $180 plus the training to turn on intention. If you are inclined to give yourself this program, the recordings only, I'll make you an offer you can't refuse. Intention to Self recordings. For those of you who want to activate the side capacity. Every facet of it. Here is the link to buy the activation and email help to keep it expanding. I will also look for you to see what could be the tiny corner where you can successfully start to unravel this whole tarp that covers up reality. Get the sight capacity and the coaching.